it's another silly sound effect that is not at all going to fit with the album we're about to listen to. I love that.
It's true. Yeah, that's better. That's the intro.
Yeah, that's that should be the intro. What's the other one? Oh yeah, that's Five like thoughts. A old yeah or like 80s talk show. How's it going, guys?
We're doing good.
Good. Listening to You've Never Heard This. I'm Paul.
I'm Paul. Jesus. I'm Alan.
All right, great. Yeah. Glad we got that straightened out.
We're nailing it.
We're nailing it today. I jinxed it. After we stopped recording the last episode, I said that our beginnings and ends are always so, what did I call them? They're like weak compared to they're awkward. They're not strong. I said
that's it.
I mean, weak. Yeah, it's essentially what I said. Jesus. All right. You got your Modelo, I see.
Yeah.
I realized I never said what I was having last time.
What are you having?
I got more Olipops. Okay. I've been really stuck on these because it's like soda that's good for you. At least that's what they tell you, and I'm telling
myself.
Yeah, sure,
it's a health thing.
Yeah, so I had an orange-flavored one, and then the one I've got this time is Tropical Punch.
Nice.
It tastes exactly like Hawaiian Punch, so.
Dude, I love that.
Me too. Oh, man. Hawaiian Punch is so bad for you, but it tastes so good.
Yeah.
It's like, what's one of the ingredients? Red.
Red.
Like, it's
don't
just,
worry about it.
Don't worry red. About it. Don't worry about what's in red. It's just red.
It's red. It's like the best Gatorade flavor is blue.
Yeah.
You're hungover, you drink blue.
You drink blue, yeah.
Blue is a healing drink.
A Sunny D commercial. It's like, what do we got in the fridge? We got soda, orange juice, purple stuff.
Purple stuff. That's a Chappelle skit, right?
With yeah,
the kid
yeah.
It's that just wants the purple stuff.
Yeah, it's what's in
purple
it?
Purple drink.
It's just water, sugar, and purple. That's mm-hmm. what he says. Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to rehash old Chappelle Show episodes. We're here to talk about music.
Oh, he got people triggered, by the way.
He has been for years.
I know, and people are just like, oh my God, what is this? Like, well, they haven't. Yeah.
Well, it's
people
comedy.
People need to settle the fuck down.
It's comedy. Yeah. Hot take from
That's
Paul.
The point.
The point. Do you have to say it?
I don't know.
You don't know if you should is the question.
Yeah, I'll no, I won't say it.
All right, probably a good call.
Yeah. not getting canceled this week.
We've only got like 20 listeners. We can't afford to lose any more.
True.
we're talking more. Well, this would you call this still sad boy music? This isn't
I
as
call this
sad
like
as
this art sad. House music.
Yeah, it's not as sad as the last album.
But the ones where they go all out, track five.
That's
there's
true.
There's some
that's
not
a little bit.
As emotional sad, but
emo adjacent.
Yes.
We'll call that. Anyway, you probably want to know what we're listening to if you haven't read the album or the episode title, that is. We're listening to The Albatross by Foxing. You've never heard this?
One and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Hey man, there's this band I love and I know you love them too. But you're just shaking your head like you haven't got a clue. What are we gonna do about it?
I've got an idea. Start a podcast and talk about it while sipping on a beer.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there we
glad
go.
You just comboed that.
Rapid fire. Oh, yeah. Combo breaker. yeah, so Foxing. Kirk was like, I told him what we were talking about today. He's like, oh man, I haven't listened to them in forever. So Kirk knows who they are. He should have been here.
I don't believe him, though.
But I didn't invite him.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
He posted up here. Let me see if I can find it.
All right, go for it. You find it, and I'll start talking about the band. You just let me know when you're ready, Paul.
Cool.
So they're indie rock from St. Louis, Missouri. It's a band that began in 2011 following the end of a band called Hunter Gatherer, featuring Josh Cole, John Helwig, and Matthew Piva. The lineup expanded to include Connor Murphy of the bands Family Might and Torchlight Red. The lineup has changed a lot between the formation of the band and this debut album, with the Albatross personnel being Connor Murphy on vocals and trumpet, Josh Cole on bass, John Helwig on percussion, Eric Hudson on guitar, and Ricky Sampson on guitar. Did you find it? Oh, wow. Look at him. He's in bed shirtless.
What was
holding his cat.
What was the OnlyFans name?
It was
Big
Dick Wisconsin Johnson. Wisconsin
That's
Johnson.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a great profile. Kirk, the photo you have up right now as of 6:33 on what's today?
Today is the 5th of February.
5th of February.
So you're hearing us in the past.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess you posted a pretty good photo of you with your shirt off and your cat. This is the profile picture you need for your
for
OLAF
Wisconsin
account.
Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not here, so you've got free time. So I hope you're building your account right now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
this
band, back to actually about music.
Yeah, yeah.
This band is always rotating. They remind me of The World is a Beautiful Place. And I know there's like 20 different members in this band because, like, when they do play live, and I hope they do it when we see them, a lot of horns and percussions and extra drummers and trombones and trumpets. I have only caught, for example, The World is a Beautiful Place one time with that, but they had like a trumpet player, a trombone player, a cello player, then like your two guitars, bass, two singers, drummers. Like, I mean, there's like 10 people on stage. It was amazing. And I haven't seen Foxing do quote unquote full band. I mean, or I've seen them as full band, but I want like full band plus extras.
Nice.
I want to see that.
Man, I could have sworn I saw Foxing with Manchester Orchestra, but oh yeah, I did, because they toured with Tiger's Jaw too.
Yes, I actually...
That was at Crystal.
Yes, and wait, how long ago was that?
Let me see the article I just found about it. It was from... Well, was there's that, no date on it. That's not helpful.
7, 8, 9, 10? Was that early?
It was... let me see. Crystal Ballroom. Well, here's a Facebook post. That'll be helpful. 2017. It was when they released A Black Mile to the Surface.
Because I did not... I left before Manchester because I wasn't feeling that. But also it's like after seeing With Balance and like,
yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be topped. I didn't love the record that had just come out.
That's fair.
But I love Tiger's Jaw.
That was such a good show.
Yeah.
Because they were with All Get Out too.
Yeah. Curbside fucking bangs. That's, yeah, I pretty much loved that. I mean, that was an amazing lineup. That was awesome.
It was a good show. It was so funny. I was thinking about that show recently, actually, because we were standing next to these guys who had seen them. There's a radio station in Portland that'll have bands that are touring through play live acts, and I don't remember which station it is. But if you see them at the studio, you then get tickets to the show that night. And so they were just randomly, they're like, we never heard him before, but they saw him at the radio station and then got tickets. And one, like the first song that Manchester opened up with was Shake It Off.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, they weren't this hard at the studio. Is it going to get any worse than this? And I was like, well, no, that's like the hardest they go, really. And then they played a bunch of stuff off of Cope.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
I forgot it was like harder. Yeah. It's a harder album. So they were like, oh, okay. Like they were just so like confused by everything that was going on. Cause I guess the radio station set was like an acoustic set. So
was Cope the one with Balance and Composure? Cause like we all believed in ghosts until we walked into the wall.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
That was that. I need to revisit them more because that's where I feel like they peaked, but that's also where I stopped.
Yeah.
Kind of like with you in the Nash.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sure they're still great, but I stopped after Cope.
They've got The Million Masks of God is an interesting album. It's a different sound for them for sure, but I love it.
Okay.
The thing I remember about that show, one of the things I remember is because Cope is Chelsea's favorite Manchester album.
Yeah.
They were touring behind it, mm-hmm. hardly played a song from it.
Shit.
She was pissed. but I also have this really great picture of you and Jordan because you were up in the balcony.
Yeah.
And we were down on the floor and you were just like pointing at us and laughing. Like, we're up here. I'm the king of the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I couldn't go up with Chelsea because she wasn't 21 yet. So, yeah.
Did she ever turn 21?
Eventually. She did. Yeah.
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah.
She's actually going to be 30 this year. So
okay, so she just did one from like 21 to 30.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. She just kind of skipped a few.
Good for her.
Yeah. Wow, we're way off track. Yeah. So this album, The Albatross, was released on 11/12/13, November 12th, 2013.
What if they did that on purpose?
I thought that as I was writing it down today. I was like, they had to have done that on purpose.
A bitch.
It was produced by Ryan Wasoba. It's a short album. It's only 31 minutes. I said that about the last album, but, this one's even shorter. Let's get into it, shall we? Let's rip it open. Track number one is called Bloodhound. This song, it's one of those reasons that I hate the preconceived notions that come with like genre titles, because Wikipedia labels this band as emo, post-punk, indie rock, but like it's like you said, it's more like art house.
Yeah,
it's just its own thing.
Yeah, sometimes I really like it, sometimes I can't stand it.
Yeah,
and right now I can't stand it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just maybe.
Why do you think that is?
It could just be because, like, I just want to listen to The Hotelier because I know, like, it's coming up.
Yeah.
This is a great mood setting. We're at the part. Well, I'll just say we're at the tail end of Midsommar.
Yeah, where shit hits the fan.
And a guy, the not nice boyfriend, has found a new love, so to put it.
Ooh, yeah.
If you've seen it, you know the scene we're at. And it doesn't quite match up. But. But then the song picks up right here. Like, I don't know.
That's because I'm an idiot and I've
been playing track two for
30 seconds.
I just it flows very.
Yeah.
So, sometimes I really like it. Sometimes I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just also not a huge fan of that opening track. But yes, this album is very hard to. put into one spot.
Because,
like, there are, there's going to be touches of post-punk, but mixed with emo, but I don't know. This is a weird record for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Very good, but, yeah, I don't love the first track there right now.
All right.
That's helpful.
That's helpful. Hopefully you like it in a couple weeks when we see you play it.
Yeah. We'll... See, that's, okay, are you going to, like, I'm honestly, like, I know when they play what's track five on here, like, I know I'm going to lose my mind for that song. And there's a couple down the road on this record that I just absolutely am obsessed with.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder if I'm not going to appreciate it as much knowing the hotelier who I've been dying to see for a million years now, like, is coming up.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's going to kind of water it down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, I've seen Foxing headline. Like, I've gone to shows to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen them open. So I wonder if that's going to change
anything. Yeah. Oh, so Foxing's opening?
Yeah. They're playing, and then Hotelier's closing.
Okay. I was thinking it was going to be the other way around for some reason.
Ooh. I mean, they're both going cover to cover. Right. But it's...
Is there anyone opening before them?
I think there might be, like, a local, but they haven't announced anything yet.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to track two again.
Again,
it's called Inuit.
Oh, pure hearts, pure. Call.
This album, it has, like, a certain, like, vibe or ambiance to it that I can't pinpoint, and I don't really know.
That's my problem.
I completely what it agree. Is like, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, it, like I said, it just kind of goes back to it just being its own thing. But, like, I don't know. I want to categorize it as something, and I can't, and that's okay.
Even the songs change. Like, I mean, like, it'll go slow, then it's doing, like, explosions in the sky.
Yes, that's really what it reminds me of.
Really it's really hard to figure out.
It's explosions in the sky with words.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. That was the band. I was trying to remember, like, what they were called, essentially. Okay. Track three is called The Medic.
Now if you want me to slow down.
This is the song that I was like most familiar with when I first heard them.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure my older brother is the one who showed them to me, and I'm pretty sure this was like the first song. He was like, you should listen to this, check it out. Because now that I think about it, I think I told him who was opening when I saw that Manchester show, because I knew he really liked Tiger's Jaw too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This song is more like math rocky.
Yes.
How do you feel about math rock? Do you like math rock?
When it's done correctly. I think there's some bands that do it really shittily.
Yeah.
You actually introduced that with Manchester.
Did I?
Let me pull them up. Yeah, there was a record. Or maybe you told Jordan Beatty, and then you introduced math rock to me.
Huh.
Either directly or indirectly.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know.
Let me pull up the record that I believe it was.
there they are going off again, even though the song started out quiet.
Simple Math?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like 2010?
Yeah, that's my favorite Manchester
2011 album. Yeah.
That's interesting that I called it math rock, because
maybe
it's just the name of the album that
I don't know.
But yeah, because that's definitely not a math rock album. Stereo Gum called this a twinkly emo power ballad.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Yep. It's concerns a troubled relationship persisting in the absence of a viable alternative, or from deeper sentiments than expressed in the callous lyrics. Mm-hmm. Which, I get that, because even though it's about a troubled relationship, I think it's still kind of like a romantic song in a way. It's like, because what are the lyrics in the... Oh, yeah, she says you always smell like cigarettes and there's always whiskey on your breath, but you're the best that I can do, and I think I love you. That's like that's an emo love song if I ever heard one.
Yeah. This is where I think the record picks up or hits more solid bangers. Like, this is where I get more interested in the record.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I don't really have anything else to say about that one.
Yeah,
so
good. It spikes, good. Spikes excitement, or it makes me look forward to the next song.
Yep. So next song is only 42 seconds long, and it's an instrumental. So I think we're just gonna go from that straight into track five.
Cool.
You've been hyping up track five quite a bit. So track four is called "Pent Up in a Blind," and track five is called "Rory."
My heart while it was
instead of twisting words you just sat there in silence and whimpered home sighing rays from a sunset and all the good here was the set up in the lost nest. My head made a home for the home of the insect. My head shaking, shudder at the mention of every reason so I will only be a friend.
What is it about this one?
It's from, I think it's like the minute 40, minute 50 mark to the mm-hmm. end. It just fucking takes off. And yep. live, it is one of the most emotional and physically wildest I've ever seen. Because, like, right now it's not that hard, but, like...
Just goes, I get that.
Just if you have seen this live, I mean, it's just the crowd surfing goes to like a 12 out of 10. People are like physically climbing on top of you. Like it's
yeah.
The singer dude is just doing, or at least last time he literally just drops the mic and just does like a Jesse Lacey and just starts screaming without the microphone. Like it's one of the most powerful songs live I've ever seen. And it is unhinged craziness and emotion.
Can't wait.
It's going to be interesting to see because if they're going in line, having this mid set rather than a closer is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
But then also if they're not traveling like 10 people deep with horns, like are they going to play it heavier with I'm real curious as to see how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But this song is, oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see this.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
So are you getting too old to be out in the crowd? Or are we going to be in the crowd for this one? Or is this a sit-down concert?
I'm going to need to get... Because like I was thinking about this. Because I was talking. I was like, I'm going to have to take my magnesium. I'm going to have to stretch.
yeah.
But I was like, I believe the hotelier deserves my pitting. And I think there's going to be a lot of other... Kind of like when we saw like Idols or Nine Inch Nails. Like it's an older crowd. So like it's... Or like Under Oath reunion tour.
It'll be gentle moshing because...
It's going to be respectable. Like, you're not going to get crowd killed and shit.
Right,
and, like, people will pick you up.
No one's going to be trying to punch you in the face.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, I'll get a little bruised up and I'll be sore, but... Because also, I want to secure a very good spot for Hotelier. So, by track five, I will need to be in position.
Yes.
For... So, and also, to be able to scream this song at the top of my lungs, I need to be up front. So, by track five... On this set, I will be up front. So
for sure.
It'll be sit down, you know, hype myself up for a good 20 minutes, and then I got to get out there.
Right on.
So,
well, we're at the halfway point for the album. So,
oh wait, well, to return, what are you thinking?
Oh, well, I think it'd be weird to go together and then enjoy it separately. So I'm all in. I mean, I'll be up. I'll be in the crowd. I don't necessarily need to be right up front right away, but I mean,
get a good
spot. I haven't pushed people in a while, so.
When was the last time you pushed someone at a concert?
It might have been when we went and saw Circa, like 12
right.
years ago.
because you went on the fourth night.
We flip flopped because you were down for
hitting for Touche Amore cover to cover. That was fucking wild.
And then I went down for Circa.
And shout out to Katie Youngs who had like four Red Bull vodkas,
right?
And just drinking them like water.
Yep.
In the balcony, that was
and still got
that
us home.
Was wild, yeah. Wait, did you drive?
Oh wait, no, yeah, that's right.
I was like,
yeah,
shit.
Wow. No, that's right. I drove. That's right. I think I drove her car. I don't know who.
It was a Jeep.
I think I borrowed someone's car because I was a dirtbag without my own car.
It was Seth's. really nice guy, Seth. He was my roommate. What was his last name? Seth.
I know who you're talking about. It's...
little guy.
Yeah.
Nice, awesome guy. Jeep. Green Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank
wow.
you, Seth. You provided a wild ass night.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Oh, man. Anyway, we're going to take a break and try and remember Seth's last name.
Probably won't, though.
Probably won't.
Just Seth. He's just Seth. He's just Seth. A little guy.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I'm Matt Foster.
And I'm Trevor T. Trujillo.
And we're the co-hosts of a podcast called The Nighthawks Podcast.
You've never heard The Nighthawks?
Oh, I've heard The Nighthawks. It's been brought to our attention by Kirk and Alan at the wonderful You've Never Heard This podcast that the Nighthawks promos they run on their show are old.
They're not new.
They are not new. They are no spring chickens.
No, they're not.
They've been running a while.
They've been around.
That doesn't mean they're not working.
I don't know what we're doing.
No, no, not at all. But we certainly like to pretend.
We try.
If you love movies, then you'll love the Nighthawks podcast.
It's like a book club, but for movies. And you can pick whether you do the homework or not.
It won't change our conversation a bit if you don't.
We hope that you'll join us talking about everything from Citizen Kane to Indiana Jones to Friday the 13th to Sunset Boulevard to the Bill and Ted trilogy.
Aw, a little bit of everything, really.
A little bit of everything.
We have fun.
We do. We have a good time.
If we don't, they put leeches on us.
So we hope that you will join us and enjoy our podcast.
We can be found on just about every platform you can think of. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible.
Nice.
You have no excuse not to find us.
If you've never heard us, take this promo on You've Never Heard This as your mission.
Your call to action.
Your quest.
Your raison d'etre.
Check out the Nighthawks podcast.
Enjoy.
Again, with the more appropriate sound effect coming into
perfect.
This
coming
album.
Back from Rory.
Yep.
There we go.
Well, we have a different movie on. We'll see how Paul does.
Just get it over with. Just tell him. We're watching Paranormal Activity, which the series, all these movies are absolutely amazing, but we're not here to talk about movies. But I know Alan's just going to rip the Band-Aid off of a fun story.
I mean, you're kind of forcing me to do it.
Well, no, because you're going to do it. Like, I'd rather be shot in the face than, like, have someone creep up behind me. Like, I'd rather just, let's just get this shit over with.
So, first of all, he put it on, and I started to say, oh, man, I have a story. And both Paul and Kelly started laughing, and Paul was like, I was hoping you wouldn't remember this. But back when we both worked and lived at the same place, I lived in one of the apartments. Paul and Kelly lived behind me, and so my bedroom window faced their front door. And apparently they had a little Paranormal Activity marathon. So there's a lot of commotion, a lot of screaming. And I asked Kelly the next day if she was okay, because I heard her and, was it Nicole, screaming a lot. And Kelly said that was Paul. It was very, I don't want to say feminine sounding screaming, but it was very...
It was very high pitched, top of the lungs.
Yeah.
Me and Jordan Beatty and I and Kelly Nicole were all hanging out, and we did, I believe, 1 through 4. It was at least 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And shit bangs. These movies are scary.
All I'm going to say is that if you want to scream, wait until I mute the mics. You can only do it when we're listening to songs.
But it was... one other Jackie asked as well. She's like, "Are you like what was going on?" Like, but yeah, these I was hoping we wouldn't remember that.
But you know, every time I see it come up on a streaming service, I'm like, Paul screaming. Yeah,
movies are scary.
Also, we never remembered Seth's last name. Sorry, Seth.
But thanks for the Jeep.
Yeah, but thanks for getting us there. All right, let's start the second half of this album.
Let's do it.
This song is called Bit by a Dead Bee Part 1.
Thank you.
Do you still scream at the same spots even though you've seen this before, or?
I don't scream, but I look away. I'm getting distracted.
I guess.
These movies are good. And they carry throughout, like, they tie in, which is pretty cool for how many of these there are.
Yeah.
It still gets me.
So, this song, Bit by Deadbeat, apparently the title is an allusion to a Howard Hawke movie from 1944 called To Have and To Have Not, starring Humphrey Bogart.
That's annoying. Like, if I had... That's pretentious.
It kind of is.
I don't
a little bit.
That.
Especially when... Okay, so it's just the album or the song title that's like inspired by the movie. Nothing about the song itself.
That, yeah,
because listen to what this movie is about. To Have and To Not Have Not follows Harry Morgan, a fishing boat captain who charters out his boat to tourists in France shortly after the fall of France. Despite being urged to, Harry refuses to lend his equipment to the smuggling of French resistance members in and out of the island of Martinique. It is not until the appearance of Slim and the offer of much-needed cash that Harry agrees to transport two members of the resistance. Slim believes it to be a favor to her, and a romance soon blossoms between the two. By the end of the film, Harry promises to help further with the movement. See? Nothing about this song ties into that movie whatsoever.
Fuck. See, I hate learning things. Now it's like, just that this guy like thinks he did something.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know that.
I know.
But part two, Bit by Deep, this is my second favorite. So it's like...
There we go.
The weird...
It's like up
and
down.
Up and down. Yeah.
So you said that today, you told me, you're like, I'm going to have to just revisit the album. Had it been a while since you'd listened to it?
Cover to cover, yes. Because like on playlists, like 75% of the time, Rory and this one are on playlists. Like those are just banger lifer songs.
Gotcha.
But
you're annoyed now.
Well, yeah, that's like the guy that thinks he's unique because he listens or he like reads or has read Bukowski. Like, he's not like the other girls,
right?
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite book is Catcher in the Rye.
Like that.
Yeah. It's like anybody who wants to emulate Tyler Durden and who completely missed the point of that movie.
That is such a good point. They have the quote from, but like, you are not your
you were, yeah, you
the
are,
clothes you bu- they're the whole
you are not
monologue.
A beautiful and unique
snowflower. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, snowflake. Yep. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
Ugh, shit.
Well, let's fix
it. Let's go
it.
To the better
let's,
song. Yeah, let's fix forget it. All these memories. Take our Forget Me Nows and go to the next track.
Yeah, Bit by a Deadbeat Part 2. Thank you. feel kind of bad turning it down now because most of that was just the instrumental.
Yeah.
But it is the better song.
Yeah.
Sure.
This, yeah.
Especially the last like lines from it.
Mm-hmm.
I just enthrall and disappoint. Because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've pretty much how I felt about any girl who broke up with me. I enthrall you, and then I really disappoint you. And there you go. All right, bye. Nice knowing you. A little emo boy moment. Do you want to move on?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Track 8 is called Den Mother. So there's one thing I noticed throughout this entire album is like water or like
yeah
the sea.
I was about to touch on
metaphors
that.
Are yeah. like all over this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just like apparent in the first line is you watched a lukewarm ocean from an archipelago. I fell asleep to the sounds of the cape as water rushed my nose. Where else? Let me look here. In Inuit, it was bigger than me, it was bigger than the sea, and I'm not waving, I'm drowning. I felt your waves calming, comely, lights on as is, angles casting sides. Yeah, I wonder why that is. I get it for like one or two songs, but I wonder why it's so prevalent like throughout the whole album.
I think it fits. I don't quite understand it as yeah. well, but like a ocean up. I don't know. I think it fits. I think, but
it might to me. It's like well, the ocean can be calm, or it can be really like,
ever changing.
You know, dangerous or. You know, that's one of the things I love about living here is the ocean, the color changes every day.
Yeah.
Some days it's like that really awesome deep blue, and then it's like steel gray, and then like, I don't know. Yeah.
Those greens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then brown when the sewage runs off. It's
right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Yeah, I love
the beach gets closed.
Love poop water.
People shitting in the shitting in the oceans.
Yep. Okay. We're towards the tail end of the album here, we got one more instrumental called Calm Before, and again, reminiscent of Calm Before the Storm,
mm-hmm.
you know, water. There yeah. we go. So that's a minute and a half long, give or take, and we'll just listen to that straight through and go into the last track, which is called Quietus.
sang in this world. Chorus skating with sound. Ordinary colors of the cold. The champagne field in neighborhood. Where you've come to know.
There we have it. That's it. It's the album.
Yeah.
What do you think of this one?
You
seem wishy-washy about this whole album.
I mean, overall, like I enjoy this album. I visit it from time to time. I mainly stick to the bangers, but like The Hotelier it pairs great with it. It's kind of like when this is the salad of a really good dinner. Like, salad is still great, and it goes with the meal.
Yeah.
But it's not the main course. And the main course is going to, like, blast you in the head with way more feelings. And,
yeah.
It's very good.
After you told me that Foxing is opening, and after listening to this whole album, could not be more relieved about that.
Yes.
I feel like this would not have been the band to end the night with.
Honestly, like, if... Because, like, if we were not paired up in this together and The Hotelier was opening, I would leave after The Hotelier.
Yeah.
Because, like, they tour way less. Like, they've been on a literal hiatus.
Yeah.
So, like, the Foxing's just out there a lot. They're not oversaturated, but it's just not currently what I'm in the mood for.
Yeah.
I come around to it, but, like, it's going to be a great opener for the situation they're in.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. Between the two albums we've talked about tonight, The Hotelier is the only one that's like in my library on Spotify.
Ah, okay.
I searched for this one.
Yeah.
Every time I listened to it, because I'm like, I like it, but it doesn't. It's not in like the Hall of Champions for me. You know.
Yes.
That's that makes sense. Good, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Also, Foxy, they just put out they redid this record.
Oh.
And there's a lot of different renditions, which I actually enjoy more. But for reviewing, I don't like doing as you like. I don't like deluxe alternate albums.
Right.
But there's some beautiful stripped down acoustic. Like, yeah. There's some really good songs on here.
You don't like features either.
I don't.
Which we're gonna have some words about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Next time. We'll have some words about it next time.
Well, on the record I've picked, all the features are perfect and flawless.
Right.
It's one of the very rare cases.
Yes.
And I wish I would give my left nut for the record you have given me to hear other voices and other things on the record. So, pot calling the kettle black a little bit.
Oh, but, man.
I need to... Maybe I'll start posting in a couple of weeks here. I'll start posting some of the conversations we've shared back and forth about it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But like, blank out the artists so we don't give that away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
There's some words in here.
I believe this might be a spoiler. A phrase you used was clown ass music.
not a spoiler. That's in the general, but yeah, yeah. No talent, ass clowns,
something like that, stuff like yeah, that. Yeah.
Ass
yeah.
and clowns is
it's used a lot, liberally. A lot, yeah. yeah.
So,
and we're not talking about clown core.
No, I would. No.
We both shit all over that album. Yeah, I already did.
I'm so glad you guys took the bullet for me.
Oh, yeah.
Like those ICPs yeah. and those. what's the guys with the fucking masks that everybody Slipknot? Loves? Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, we took those bullets. Playlist pick. I'll take this one.
Yeah, I'll, yeah.
I'm just going to go with The Medic because it's like the one okay. I like the most.
Cool.
So, oh, no, that's not true. Nope. I'll do Rory. That's a good one.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do both. I'm going to put both on there.
Sweet.
Because I can't. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, it's a running joke at this point how behind I am updating that thing. So
it's all right. It's Spotify. Not a lot of
it's,
people have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, even though most of our listeners are on Spotify. But nobody's perfect.
Nice.
I'm getting good at that.
We got to start stealing like sound samples from stuff.
And we should.
Yeah.
And I'll program it on here. All right. One of these days we're going to try out video. I think we were yeah, supposed to do that, but
I think that would be good to get into because I yeah. definitely have all the equipment. It would just be the right chords.
Right.
And I'm able to edit fairly quickly. Sweet. That'd be pretty fun to do.
That would be fun. Cool. All right. Well, that's it from us. Let us know what you thought of the episode. There's a Q&A on Spotify or, you know,
message,
Instagram.
Direct message, text either of us.
Neverheardpod@gmail.com. Just, yeah. you know.
Find us. Let us know. Some of you do. It's pretty cool.
Yep. All right.
Later.
Bye.